morning, New Mexico. Welcome to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're broadcasting live from the Santa Fe Baking Company, streaming on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services, and we're at facebook.com/radiocafe. Later on in the show, Rob DeWalt will be with us speaking of the arts. Right now, I would like to welcome Ben Swan. He is with the Santa Fe Animal Shelter and Humane Society. He writes about animals for the Santa Fe New Mexican. Welcome.
Hey, Mary Charlotte. Good to see you.
Good to have you back.
Thank you.
Now, let's talk for a moment about my neighbors.
Oh, your neighbors, yeah.
Yes. They are very nice people, and they have these cats. And the mom of my neighbors had this cat named Mama, who she just basically started feeding because it showed up at her house and she didn't know what to do. Cut to this year, Mama's offspring number in the dozens, and they are the target of all the neighborhood dogs, who, while they're all supposed to be on their leashes, aren't always, and they are just multiplying like bunnies.
That's the thing about
what to do.
Yeah. That's the thing about what we call community cats. Those are those cats that, you know, somewhere along the line, they were somebody's pet, and then they got out, and or somebody left them and abandoned them. They didn't alter them. And the first year, it's wonderful. They have, you know, you're feeding them and trying to get them to know you. And the next year, they have six cats. The next year, there's twice that many or triple that many. You know, it's a well-known fact that if you leave one cat unaltered, within 6 years, you'll have 67,000 offspring. That's just a statistic everyone throws around.
Right, one for every single member of within of,
as
of
big as Santa Fe.
Santa Fe, yes.
Exactly, and that would be awesome if people had adopted those cats and they altered them, but they often don't. But we do have a great new program at the Santa Fe.
She was asking me. She said, "I want to get these cats fixed, but I don't know what to do." And I said, "Have you called the shelter?" She goes, "Yeah, but blah, blah, blah." So,
yeah,
do,
a lot of people
do tell.
I have all the answers for you.
Yeah, this is the man with all the answers, ladies and gentlemen.
And if I don't have the answers, I will make something up. I'm not Bill, but I try to be. At any rate, we have this new program called Free Feral Thursdays. That means this with our offsite clinic, our offsite wellness clinic. It's the low-cost spay and neuter clinic. What we've seen is that, you know, that people don't know what to do, and so we make available humane traps to get these cats. And on Thursday, and so what you do is you call the clinic, it's 474-6422. You talk to them about your problem. They offer you a trap. On Wednesday night, you try to, you put this trap out, you put some food in it, and hopefully you'll get a cat, and usually you do. And then in the morning, you bring them in, we spay and neuter them for free.
Now, basically, it's every Thursday, so you got to do one cat a week. I would think that cats, especially feral cats or community cats, as you call them, they're not stupid. So once you spring one of them in the trap, the next ones aren't going to go in it, are they, or are they?
Well, you'd be surprised. It is difficult. It's not easy. It's always a 50-50 proposition, and that's why the clinic workers want you to sort of say, hey, look, I hope to bring in one or two or three or four, even four cats. I know several people who they know a colony, they bring in four traps, they catch four cats, they bring them in.
Okay.
They are, you know, the first time you catch them, they're a little surprised, and then they get a little more savvy. So it's really important that you really...
You basically better put fresh liver in there.
Exactly. Something very... Well, they'll give you tips on what exactly to put in there. So you don't want other animals, but sometimes you do get other animals in there, like raccoons or something like that. But these are smaller traps. At any rate, it's a great program. It just started a few weeks ago. It's a pilot program where we were just really trying to work on reducing the population, this overpopulation of community cats. And they can't go crazy.
And my wonderful neighbor, she was also saying, look, I will gladly pay or make a donation. And so, you know, you can go in and get the traps, and you can also just decide you're going to donate X and such per cat to have this procedure done, even though it's a free Feral Thursdays.
That would be wonderful. What we found in the past is that people, you know, are really responsible, or they try to be responsible. They want to take care of these cats. They don't belong to anybody. They belong to the community. And they were, we offered them the traps, and they would be bringing the cats in, and they pay for the neutering and spaying in Spain. But now this program is in place, and we hope that it really takes off, that we really knock out this problem. And I don't know if you know much about cat colonies. they're difficult to determine exactly how many here in Santa Fe. There are several dozens.
There's one on my street.
Yeah. And what we found with community cats, and this research supports this, especially through Alley Cat Allies, is that...
Alley Cat Allies.
Yeah, isn't that
That's
great?
So cute.
What happens is that you get these colonies, and if you manage it, if you control it, they will die out naturally through attrition. A wildcat or a feral cat or a community cat really has a life expectancy of about 5 years. It's sad, but it's just the facts, because of weather, predation, things like that. And so they found that the best way to get rid of these, or not, let's just not say get rid of them, but to control, is to control these colonies, to reduce them, get, you know, spay and neuter them. And it does take a little bit of time, you know, weekly. I can imagine that you set up traps to get these colonies under control. But once you have them under control, and what we do is we clip their ears, so you know which one is spayed or neutered.
Ah.
Yeah, and so you know, like if you see, oh, there's a ear tip missing, then you know that cat has been altered.
Right. There was a story about somebody was trapping prairie dogs in the wild to number them for scientific purposes. And there was this one prairie dog that loved the bait so much that she would go into the trap every single day just to get the food.
And get fatter and fatter. Some cats will do that.
That was so fat.
But, you know, feral or community cats, they're not always a lost hope. I mean, I was just talking with Bobby Heller. I was over at the clinic yesterday taking pictures of a couple cats that were trapped by a caring resident. They were mother and daughter, probably, and they were pregnant, and, you know, they were being altered. So, I mean, it really increases their life expectancy if they're not at breeding factories. Yeah.
Now, what about, didn't the shelter have some abstinence-only education programs?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think the shelter, yeah, we always have those kind of programs. I mean,
how well do they work for cats?
You know, they don't read the literature, I found.
Yeah, yeah, that's the problem.
And I think, you know, about cats is that they're, unlike dogs, when they get into heat, they stay in heat until they become pregnant. And then they can get pregnant really early, like
four. Oh, that's right. The heat, it's not like dogs where they go into heat and either they get
twice
pregnant
a year.
Or they don't.
Exactly.
The cats just stay there.
Yeah, and then they can actually become, you know, get in heat again within 2 weeks of delivering a litter of kittens.
Yeah, I guess that's why they survived in nature.
Well, it certainly is it's not like rabbits, but they're very difficult to control. But this is just a great way of having our neighborhoods get in control of these things, because people, I mean, Bobby Heller was talking about, she says, it was really funny, she goes, the problem is, and I always say, you can't stop an old lady from feeding a feral cat, but the problem is that you have a healthy feral cat population that just multiplies. So everybody has a tendency to want to help these animals out.
Yeah, they're cute.
They're cute. Although they're very difficult to socialize, especially if you don't get them early.
Yeah.
And depending on their generation, how difficult it is to socialize them. But Bobby talked about how in L.A. she adopted a twin brothers, and one cat never became socialized. She kept it for 15 years. It died just recently. And, I mean, it was sort of, you know, on the periphery of things, but it never liked to be touched or anything. But its twin brother found a home and was adopted, and it's just a regular cat.
Right.
And you can socialize these wildcats. It's very difficult.
Are they mostly, as you said before, they're mostly former pets?
Yeah, I mean, that's the only way they could come about, right?
Because
these cats aren't a natural population in our...
No, but I mean, they could have... It could be hundreds of generations
exactly.
Since
it could
the
be several
18th
generations.
Century or something.
Yeah, that's true. Wouldn't that be awesome? They'd be like, I don't know, Spanish-speaking kitty cats.
Don Gato.
Don Gato. Yeah, I could just... Well, anyway, that'd be another Hollywood movie.
So you can go get the cages mm-hmm. anytime mm-hmm. and talk to people about the bait, but then the actual free-spay-neuter program is on Thursdays.
What they want to do is it sort of... Yeah, it's on Thursdays, and what they want to do is sort of get an idea how many cats are gonna come in, and they just thought it was a great idea just to have one focus on one thing, and as Bobby and Mark Young, who's the satellite operations manager, said, if everyone just saw this problem, everyone became involved in it, it wouldn't be a problem anymore. We'd be able to resolve it. Wouldn't that be awesome to resolve?
To resolve a problem?
Yeah, in our community.
And the thing is, it has been done. I mean, we've talked many times about the fact that Colorado's spay-neuter programs are so successful that they actually have to import puppies from New Mexico.
Yeah, it's incredible. I mean, luckily for us, we have that option that we can transfer so many animals a month to Colorado, and the communities just need them. Yeah.
I talk to so many people. I go to the dog park a lot, and I talk to so many people there and talk about their dogs and stuff, and everybody wants to talk about their own dogs. And there's so many. I think the majority of the dogs that I meet there are shelter dogs.
Yeah, that's the wonderful thing, especially about dog parks. And that's why I love dog parks, because there's this whole community of people caring about animals and learning about animals. And everybody probably remembers their first puppy and watching it and training it and housebreaking it. And dogs are awesome.
So where can they go and get these cat cages?
The Wellness Clinic is at 2570 Camino Entrada,
which is right near Kohl's
and Outback Steakhouse.
Big store and Outback Steakhouse.
Yes, you can. What I do is usually follow the smell of the blooming onion to Outback Steakhouse.
Outback Steakhouse, and then you just go another 4 feet, and there it is.
There it is. Yeah, you could.
You also go to the animal shelter?
You can go to the animal shelter, but I think most of the traps there, and the Felines and Friends New Mexico is also offering 10 of their traps. They used to have a very strong program of going into the communities and getting these community cats, but now they lack volunteers, and they're looking for some volunteers. So I could give you that number again.
Ladies and gentlemen, Felines and Friends is looking for volunteers.
Always, yes.
And we should get Bobby on the radio one of these days, because she's wonderful. She is the most committed cat advocate ever.
She is.
And, but anyway, so...
She has a much better accent than I do. She's very Australian.
She has a very cute accent. It's true. So you can go to the Wellness Clinic, which is probably for most of our listeners easier to access anyway.
Yes.
Right off of Cerrillos Road on the south part of town near Outback Steakhouse. And the number over there is...
474-6422. And if you're interested in volunteering to help out Bobby's group, the nonprofit group, Felines and Friends, you can always call 316-CATI or C-A-T-Y. Cats.
Oh, C-A-T-S.
I, sorry.
C-A-T-I? One. Cat 1.
Yeah, Cat 1.
Okay.
Sorry. Oh, and speaking of the satellite branch there, the Wellness Clinic, I wanted to tell you a little bit about something really exciting that's happening there. And also with cats and dogs. We're opening up a new adoption center there. We call it the One-Stop Pet Adoption Center, and we're calling it All for Friends.
All like fur, like furry.
Yeah, like
all
find your
furry
next pal.
Friends.
Bill, Mark, and I had a lot of fun coming up with names for the overall name of the place called All for Friends or Forever Friends. You know.
Yeah.
Anyway, this opens next week, Saturday, June 4th will be the grand opening from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, and what it is basically part of the wellness clinic. There's a separate room there that we've converted into this wonderful space for animals, for companion animals. We have something called the Scratching Post, which is the southwest-looking building where we'll have about 10 to 12, maybe 15 cats that hang out there and are available for adoption. And we also have something called the Canine Corral, which is little spots for between 5 and 7 dogs. So there'll be... It's just another option for people to have if they want to look at animals and adopt them. And we call it the, you know, one-stop pet adoption center, because we're going to have things to help people make the transition easier, like, you know, collars, leashes, and things like that. And also some advice about how to take care of animals.
Now, this is also in the same place near Outback Steakhouse.
Exactly.
And it's opening on the 4th of June, which is Saturday. Not tomorrow, but the next Saturday.
Next Saturday.
And with much fanfare.
Much fanfare. In fact, I'll be there taking photos of people who adopt animals and offering those prints to them. We'll have some great vegetarian...
Offering what?
Prints. Photo prints.
Oh.
Photos.
Oh, how cute.
It's one of my favorite things. I consider myself the pet paparazzi. I go around and take random photos of people and their pets and post them in inappropriate places. No, very appropriate places, like on the shelter website or on my website or on my store's website, Look What the Cat Dragged In. It's fun. And so the grand opening celebration is 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and we'll have these free vegetarian refreshments thanks to Tribes.
Nice.
Beverages. There'll also be a microchipping clinic, free pet portraits, which I mentioned, hourly drawings of awesome gifts from my store, Look What the Cat Dragged In, and also a coupon. Because we're right there in the whole complex. It's really going to be, you know, we're like a shopping center now. We have the wellness clinic. We have the adoption center. We have
the thrift store,
all the cool things that you can buy for your friends.
I want to give the phone number again for Felines and Friends, 316-2281.
That's the real phone number. Sorry about
that. No, because the problem is, almost nobody's phone anymore has the numbers, has the letters on the keys, so it's hard to figure out that stuff anymore. So 316-2281, and you can talk to Bobby Heller and volunteer. So you can go get your cat traps and go get a new furry animal
right.
at the same time.
Yeah, that's why we call it the one-stop pet adoption center. It's just awesome that we're just putting everything there. And then to that end, I wanted to also mention next month we're starting, the shelter is participating in something called Adopt a Shelter Cat Month, which is through through a couple groups, ASPCA and also Fresh Step, the litter box people. So anyway, we're waiving adoption fees for cats through the month of June.
Very nice.
Which is awesome because... you know, and I wanted to talk a little bit about that, about waiving adoption fees. Some people think that if we don't put a value, like a monetary value on the animals, that we're diminishing their lives. And research has shown that there's really no effect on that. Like, if you're not essentially giving them away because you have to pay for the microchipping and licensing and things like that.
Right.
But several,
which is not very expensive.
It's not. It's less than $10 in a lot of ways. But, you know, we're not giving them away because, you know, they're wonderful animals who deserve loving homes. So if we were able to forego this adoption fee to place them in good homes, that's great. And through this program, we can help more animals, more cats, more adult cats find homes.
We're talking to Ben Swan of the Santa Fe Animal Shelter and Humane Society. So there's a lot to do. Now, tell us, do you have any... do any furry dogs and cats come to mind who you know personally who are up for adoption?
Yeah, I do. In fact, this is my favorite part of the show. Are we almost there?
Yes.
Oh, no. Well, I love this dog, Priscilla. Priscilla is a pretty hyper, not hyper, she's just very energetic to see people. She's a white Labrador. I don't know if that's a white Labrador, but she's white. And she's a Labrador Shar Pei mix. She's about 1.5 years old. She's extremely loving and energetic, and she's been at the shelter for 3 months.
Good heavens.
Yeah. She loves to exercise. She likes to run. She likes to play. She's very clever. She walks well on a leash. She knows how to sit. The thing about her is that she gets so excited when she sees somebody make a connection with her. She'll literally hover up in the air.
She'll jump up and
jump up
stay.
And, yeah, exactly.
Like
so
a
it's pretty awesome.
Character.
Yeah. She's a very sweet dog. When she'd like put the harness on her, put her out for a walk. I've walked her several times because she's just a wonderful dog. And unfortunately, I'm already fostering another dog, so I have 5 altogether.
You're fostering 5 dogs?
Well, 4 of my own and one fifth
okay.
one, Mimi.
Yeah.
Who's also a Shar Pei lab mix.
Really?
She's more than just a Shar Pei mix, yeah.
Are Shar Peis, those are the ones that grow into their skin?
Pretty much. We've always had some special affinity for Shar Pei mixes. And Beta was my Shar Pei Dalmatian mix, which I called Shar Peian. And and Zach is my Labrador Shar Pei mix. And I can't remember what I called him now. But anyway, Priscilla is a wonderful dog. And I think people just have to look at her and just sort of fall in love with her. She's very easy to do. And now I don't want to forget cats. As we were just talking about cats.
Yes.
Betsy has been in the shelter. She's one of our longest residents, so she's been there about 8 months. And older adult cats often just are overlooked because people are always thinking kittens, kittens, kittens. But older adult cats are just wonderful. They're very secure in themselves. They're confident. They know what they want. And they connect with you as well, just as easy as a kitten. And they don't go through those kitten scratching kind of things. But anyway, Betsy is... she's a 10 years old. She's a long-haired black cat, and she's very laid back. She was, you know, obviously somebody's pet, you know, at one time,
yeah.
And they, for whatever reason, they had to relinquish her. She's very social and loving, and she would do best to know her where with an owner that where she can live in a peaceful and a stress-free environment. But she's just a gorgeous cat. So, and if you wait a few days, you can get her for almost nothing.
Yeah, that's right.
Because we're Adopt a Shelter Cat Month.
That's right. And you know, the other thing is, it's wonderful that you offer these free services, and it's good for everybody, and people can always make the donation anyway.
Thank you for
mentioning
that.
Because the Santa Fe Animal Shelter and Humane Society is struggling, along with every other nonprofit, including KSFR, to make ends meet. So if you can, why not go in now,
Thank you, Mary Charlotte,
and pay the adoption fee?
I appreciate that.
No, seriously.
No, it's a good point. Obviously, we have some generous contributors, and we can sometimes make these special deals for cats and dogs. But obviously, like any other nonprofit, we do struggle, and we always try to, you know, reach out to the community as much as we can. So funds are always an issue.
Ben Swan is with the Santa Fe Animal Shelter and Humane Society. The store over there is called Look What the Cat Dragged
Meow.
In, and you meow, and you. You basically run that, too. You're
I run
a busy
that
guy.
Store. It's fun, yeah.
Any nice stuff in there these days?
We always get awesome things. But I love these things that the Santo Niño, the elementary kids, school kids, they made all these magnets and hot plate holders and with little cat and dog images on them. They've gone really quickly. And let's see, we're having a men's sale, you know, because men aren't free, but their clothes are almost free. Half price.
Excellent. Ben Swan, and also writes animal columns for the Animal Stories for the Santa Fe New Mexican, and it's great to have you back on the show.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.
We look forward to having you again, and Bill Hutchison, I think, will be around this summer
as well. Yes, I'm forcing him in this summer several times before he leaves again for Chicago.
We're going to take a break, and we'll be back in just a moment. Please stay tuned. I'd like now to welcome Rob DeWalt. He's with the Pasatiempo Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexican. He's with us every Friday speaking of the arts. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, thank you. And Monday on the Radio Cafe is the first opera show. The first week of these five shows on the Santa Fe Opera.
Is Desiree coming in? What's going on? What are you doing?
Yeah, it's me and Desiree talking about the opera. We talk about each of the five operas. So that's five Mondays in a row leading up to opening night. So the last Monday is the Monday before the opening night of the opera season.
Ah. And that starts on Memorial Day?
Yeah. So Memorial Day, this coming Monday, is our first opera show with Desiree.
Cool beans.
Yep.
That's fun. That's fun.
Some fun operas this year. There's always fun operas.
There are always fun operas.
I never knew that you could say the word fun opera.
Yeah.
But it's true.
As much as we cover opera in the Pasatiempo, I have to say that I'm you know, I without you and Desiree, I'd be lost.
It's true. Without Desiree, we'd all be lost because she writes this wonderful book called Opera Unveiled, which has very short, readable chapters where you get kind of the story and the history of each opera without having to slog through the entire encyclopedia.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I love opera, but it's like really it's this time of year. I'm just excited for tailgating season to come around.
So here's the first announcement I'm going to make on Speaking of the Arts, which is that one of our beloved DJs from Acoustic Explorations came in and said that Lori Lewis and Tom Rossum are going to be at the Santa Fe Performance Exchange at 7 o'clock tonight. They're bluegrass icons. They're really, really, really good. And they're also going to be at the Old Church in Corrales tomorrow night. And so, bluegrass fans, that's the place to go tonight. Check it out.
Awesome. There's a lot of openings today, tonight. Oh, all weekend, but there's plenty of openings to go to this evening. Canyon Road Contemporary Art is opening an exhibit of pastel landscapes by Kathy Beekman. There's a reception from 5 to 7 p.m. Gallery Zuger over there on West San Francisco Street. New work by Carrie Fell and James Jensen. There's a reception from 5 to 8. That's up through June. Gosh, what else? Matthews Gallery, Merged, 19th and 20th century American and European work. There's a reception from 5 to 7. There's tons of stuff. This is a cool one. Heart of the Home, A Celebration of the Kitchen, which is part of the New Mexico History Museum's Women of the West Summer Celebration.
Can you say more about that?
I get some, well, you know, it's basically just parts. They have this. It's I wouldn't compare it like in size, but in New Orleans they have this exhibit of kitchens from like during the Second World War, and this is like a celebration of the kitchen, the Western kitchen. So there's all these like little weird sort of kitchen contraptions and you know, bacon irons and things like that to go
bacon
see.
Bacon irons. I want a bacon iron.
I can make you one.
What is a bacon iron?
It's like a big piece of cast iron with a handle on it, and you put it on top of the bacon to
flatten
keep
your bacon.
It flat.
That's a good idea. It cooks it on both sides.
Yeah.
It's like when you used to make a grilled cheese sandwich with two irons.
Yeah.
You turn them both on medium high, and you butter your bread, and it's real quick.
I know, but then all your shirts smell like cheese.
I know. That's the problem with that.
I know. And then you're just walking around hungry all day.
The best kitchen exhibition I ever saw was an art installation called Kitchen by an artist named Liza Liu. And she basically took an entire 12 by 12 foot kitchen, 3D, and she beaded it. She put beads on every single square inch of the kitchen. So there was a kitchen, there was a beaded cherry pie and a beaded sink and refrigerator and cookbook and everything. It was the most beautiful thing I've ever seen.
You got to be pretty detail oriented.
It took her, I think,
like
7 years or something.
Oh my gosh. That's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work.
Hey, you know, this weekend is the Santa Fe River cleanup, I believe. National River Cleanup Day. But from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Alto Park over there on Alto Street, you can get involved with the cleanup of the Santa Fe River. And if you call 820-1696, that's the Santa Fe Watershed Association, you can find out more information about that event. That's going to be cool. I don't think they're having a fishing derby this year because we don't have enough water. But if you want to be down by the river, in a van or not, you can call this number, 820-1696.
Yeah, I hear there's water in the Santa Fe River.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Little by little, ladies and gentlemen.
Trickle, trickle.
Trickle, trickle. Tonight at Geist Cabaret, David Geist at Pronzo. And tonight, Phyllis Love. Tomorrow, Todd Lowry. And Sunday, once again, Phyllis Love.
Sweet. Bruce Dunlap has a he's a great guitarist, jazz guitarist. He's got a gig tonight at his gig performance space over there on 2nd Street, and that starts at 8 p.m. 1808 2nd Street. There's a lot of good performance this weekend. Aspen Santa Fe Ballet Annual Spring Recital. School of the Aspen Santa Fe Ballet and Aspen Santa Fe Ballet Folklorico present performances by more than 150 dance students ages 3 to 18 at 7 p.m. tonight at the Lenzic.
Nice.
And tickets are, of course, available at the Lenzic.
988-1234, perhaps?
TicketsSantaFe.org, perhaps. Also opening tonight is Spark Schmark. You heard anything about this?
Yeah, I tried to go to the rehearsal, and it started about an hour and a half late, and so I only saw the beginning, which involved some little people playing sperms dancing around the stage.
Is that what they were? I wasn't really sure.
I think that's
sure
what they were.
What they were.
Yeah.
This gig is it's a new play written and scored by Emmy-winning composer Gerald Fried with lyrics by Arthur Hamilton. Now, if you're a Star Trek geek, Gerald Fried wrote the fight scene music for the original Star Trek series episode Amok Time. If you ever like watch Star Trek and you hear that music when they're fighting and it's all dun 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 dun. Anyway, he wrote that. But that's not, you know, the real reason to go to this. The reason to go to this is because it's kind of hilarious.
And, to see the dancing sport. Did you see it?
And existential. No, I know a little bit about it.
Okay.
Let's see. 8 p.m. Friday and Saturday, May 27th and 28th, and 2 p.m. Sunday, May 29th. This thing runs through next weekend and takes place at the Greer Garson Theater on the campus of the Santa Fe University of Art and Design. If you go to Spark Schmark, that's SparkSHmark. .com. You can get tickets and find out more information.
The film Earthwork opens tonight at the Screen.
Yes.
It's a narrative movie, but it's based on a true story of crop artist Stan Hurd. And he went from Kansas City to New York City and made a huge environmental earthwork on Donald Trump's land on the Upper West Side. And he basically engaged homeless people and all sorts of just people hanging out there to help with this earthwork. And it's a funny movie. I actually screened it. And you see his... Have you seen it, Rob?
I haven't seen it.
You see him working. You see the drama of his life. But you never really see the art when it comes out in any meaningful way. So it's a little bit frustrating.
Yeah, I know. There's a review in today's Boston CFO. And I think it's Bob Kerr, who did the review, kind of touches on that.
Yeah, it's like, why did they not show that? What it looks like to me is like a low-budget movie where they couldn't actually figure out how to recreate the artwork, so they just didn't.
They just didn't, right. They,
you know,
yeah. Well, first you got to recreate the artwork, then you got to hire, you know, a chopper, or you got to charter a plane, and then it's expensive, whatever.
Yeah, it's odd. I mean, honestly, it's worth seeing, but on the other hand, they should have made a documentary. It should be a documentary about this guy's work, because I looked him up, and he seems like a just fascinating person.
Yeah.
And if you Google image his work, you can see these amazing earthworks that he does. He does these things on the ground, and from the air, there are these gigantic, acres big paintings.
Yeah, it's like those huge petroglyphs in Peru or whatever. They're just everywhere.
Yeah, the Nazca lines.
Yeah. This weekend is Frog Fest 6. I can't believe that they're on number 6 already. Saturday and Sunday, May 28th and 29th at Santa Fe Soul Stage and Grill. This is used to be the Santa Fe Brewing Company Pub and Grill out there on Highway 14. 4:30 p.m. on both days. We've got performances by Bill Palmer and the Dinosaurs. John Courage is back with his band, The Great Plains. Stephanie Hatfield and the Hot Mess. Joe West and Friends. If you like Americana, rock, or blues, alt country, you're going to dig this.
Are they still brewing there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah. The building that houses the pub and grill is separate from the brewing operation.
Right.
And so the guy that owns or that operates like the launch pad and the Sunshine Theater up in Albuquerque, or down in Albuquerque, excuse me, is now taken over this pub and grill space. And
I wonder why they changed the name of it. It confuses us.
Well, it's like anything. It'll just take some getting used to.
Right.
You know, it's like when the Museum of Fine Arts was
right,
something
now it's the New Mexico Museum of Art.
Yeah. But they always name it something more complicated, like something that takes up more space on a business card. I'm not sure.
I know,
why.
It's when they changed the word pet to companion animal.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's more PC, I guess.
I like pets.
Speaking of pets and companion animals, if anybody out there knows where I can find a sort of wheelchair for a 60 to 100 pound dog. A friend of mine's dog got hit up in Taos, and we're looking for a wheelchair.
Does an actual wheelchair?
Well, no, one of those trolley things that props up the back legs. He's paralyzed in the back.
Oh yeah, okay, I've seen those.
Yeah.
Look on the internet.
Yeah, I'm gonna do some calls today, but enough of that. Anyway, you can go to. I believe you go to soulsantafelive.com. You can find out more information about Frog Fest. You can also go to Frogville Records website, frogvilleplanet.com, and find out more info. Lots more performance. George Cole Quintet plays on Saturday, May 28th at the Santa Fe Performance Exchange at 7 p.m. It's out there in El Dorado. Lovely drive. What else?
Opening reception for a new exhibition of black and white photographs by Teresa Neptune of the streets of Buenos Aires, Argentina. It's called Buenos Aires First Impressions, and it opens today from 5 to 8 at the Teresa Neptune Studio and Gallery at 728 Canyon Road. And she's a wonderful photographer. She just spent, about three or four months in South America, and it's kind of first impressions of street life there. She's very, very good.
Sweet. In preparation for the Santa Fe Pride festivities next month, the Santa Fe Pride pageant is kicking off at, 8 p.m. on Saturday at the Silver Starlight Lounge at Rainbow Vision over there at 500 Rodeo Road. Contestants compete to be crowned Santa Fe Pride king or queen. And that's at 8 p.m. On Saturday. Now, you have to represent Santa Fe Gay Pride throughout 2011. So, you know, just it's not one of those things where if you're from out of town, you can just, you know, show up and compete. And then
so you have duties.
Yes, yes.
When you are crowned.
You have to get the wave down. You have to, you know, the elbow, elbow, wrist, wrist, wrist.
Are you going to do it?
No, I don't have the body for it.
What kind of body do you need?
Well, I don't know. I don't know if there is a swimsuit competition,
right.
Or if there is a.
What about congeniality?
I don't know if you have to like point out states on a map. I'm not sure, but I do have two tickets for it, burning a hole in my pocket. So if anybody's interested, they can get a hold of me at rdewalt@sfnewmexican.com, and if they can make it down to the office today before say 2 o'clock when I plan on. Skipping out.
Uh-huh.
then the two tickets are yours.
Excellent.
What else is going on?
Salsa at the Lodge tonight at 9 o'clock. Salsa dancing with DJ Sofrito, and then Sabor at the El Dorado Hotel at 7 o'clock. So you can go dance salsa with Sabor at 7, and then pop over to the lodge at 9. Also, if you want to go to the Masonic Temple near, okay, wait a minute. Oh, this is Las Vegas. Masonic Temple near the El Fidel Hotel from 7 to 10 in Las Vegas, New Mexico. Variety of dancing, country western, swing, cha-cha, etc. And then at the Tin Star Saloon Broom Dust Caravan at 9 o'clock. The El Dorado Depot dancers have square dancing at the El Dorado Community Center from 7 to 9. Jed Zimmerman and Friends, Country Western Americana, at the Old Blinking Light from 7 to 10 in Taos. The Jimmy Stadler Band at the Taos Inn in Taos. There's so much dancing going on. I get this dance thing. I can't even read them all. There's a gazillion of them. I guess you can probably subscribe to this. If you write to gottadancedonna@gmail.com, she will put you on her email list.
That's a lot of dancing.
That's a lot of dancing. I didn't even read them all. That's just Friday. There's even more going on Saturday and Sunday. So check it out. What's happening on Sunday? Oh, there's an Embody dance at the Rail Yard Performance Center from 3 to 5 on Sunday. Sabor at La Posada. Anyway, you can also pick up the Pasatiempo, which tells you all this stuff, too.
Yes. Opera-wise on Sunday, a performance at the Screen High Def screening of Rossini's Barber of Seville.
Nice.
That's at 12:30 p.m. over at the Screen on the campus of the Santa Fe University of Art and Design at 1600 St. Michael's Drive. If you go to thescreensf.org, you can find out all the listings for their performances at the Screen. These are great. I've been to one, I think, and they're nice. They're fun.
Everybody who sees High Definition loves it.
Yes. Ooh, also on Sunday, Vitamins, Denver Indie Rock Ensemble, is going to be performing at the Do Return at 6 p.m.
The Do Return being the gigantic installation by Meow Wolf at the Center for Contemporary Arts.
Munoz Waxman
Gallery.
I went, took the God Kids.
It's fabulous.
I think it was it Friday?
Did you love it?
Oh, my God. No, it was Saturday, because I went to the farmer's market and yada, yada, yada. You know, my God Kids are, I love them to death, but their attention spans are, like, really short. We spent an hour and a half in there, and they were just enthralled.
Yeah.
We went to lunch afterwards, and they were like, can we go back to the ship? So, it's definitely worth it.
It's definitely worth it.
It's, you know, they ask for a donation, but it's so worth it.
Yeah.
And, but during the course of this whole thing, that's actually the Do Return, the ship is up and open to the public for certain hours until July 10th. They have all these performances and bands, you know, coming in, local bands and other bands coming in that are touring nationally. Vitamins is a great band, and they're playing at 6 p.m. on Sunday. And again, there's a requested donation. You can go to the Do Return website to find out more information about the performances there.
Excellent.
What else?
What is it, meowwolf.com?
No, I think you can go to the Do Return.
They have their own website?
Actually has its own website.
You can also Google Meow Wolf.
Yeah, Meow Wolf.
This Friday, today, at Ashley Pond, the Gordon Summer Concert Series is featuring the Chicago band JT and the Clouds. What kind of music is it? They don't want to be labeled. They love music and they play music. Bluesy, rough-edged, soulful rockers. Apparently, they've been compared to Sam Cooke, The Band, The Velvet Underground, Prince, Curtis Mayfield, Jeff Buckley, and so on. So they'll play romantic ballads, jump up and scream rockers. You should just go. It's free. It's at 7 o'clock. Bring your lawn chairs and check it out.
Yeah, and also Southwest Roots Music and T-Cubed are presenting they're presenting JT in the Clouds on Saturday, the 28th, at Corazon at 6:30 p.m. And you can get tickets at the Lenzik, ticketsantafe.org, 988-1234. Ooh, also on Monday, Memorial Day, the actual day Memorial Day, the Santa Fe Concert Band is going to be playing as part of the Memorial Day ceremony at the Santa Fe National Cemetery. If you go to santafeconcertband.org, I'm sure you can find some more information on that.
Wild Birds Unlimited, which is in the same shopping center as the Santa Fe Baking Company, it's between here and Trader Joe's,
mm-hmm.
They are allowing people to come in tomorrow and see raptors. The Wildlife Center people are coming down to the store with some of their non-releasable education birds. So there are these raptors that have been injured and they've been rehabilitated, but they can't, because of their injuries, I guess, be released to the wild. And you can actually come in and see these raptors. And the Wildlife Center, it's the only apparently, I think it's the only wildlife animal hospital in the state. The people are a wonderful asset to the community, and they will be at Wild Birds Unlimited from 11 to 2 tomorrow. Children are welcome, and they're going to have cookies.
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 I'd go for cookies.
Raptors and
I'd
cookies.
I'd go for raptors. Heck.
I'm going to go see the raptors.
On this one's a little pricey, but it's a fundraiser. Otmar Liebert is playing at 7 p.m. at the San Miguel Chapel on Old Santa Fe Trail and De Vargas Street. 7 p.m. on Thursday, June 2nd. And this is a and there's a champagne and dessert reception at Rio Chama following the concert. The proceeds support restoration of the San Miguel Chapel.
Oh, nice.
So you can call 988-2264 to find out more information about tickets and all that stuff. You know, they're doing these really cool Adobe workshops down there at the chapel right now.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So you can, like, go in and, you know, sign up. I think it's part of the Historic Preservation Month, which is May. So you can go down there and, like, the first, like, half of the day, you learn how to make Adobe. And then the other half of the day, the Adobe that's already made is, you know, you're restoring the chapel. So, and there's no cost for it.
Excellent.
Know? Yeah.
Good.
You might have to, like, you know, seek out your own lunch, but there's no cost for the workshops.
It shouldn't be that hard to do. You can always bring it along.
Yeah.
Before we say goodbye, last week we talked about we talked with Paul Davids about his film called Before We Say Goodbye. And it was at the CCA, and apparently it's been so successful that they're doing some extra screenings. It's going to show again today, tomorrow, Sunday, and Monday at 4:30 each day. So that is a film about New Mexican people with New Mexican actors, shot in New Mexico, so it's a real homegrown film.
And when is it?
It's at the CCA, 4:30 today through Monday.
Cool. I wanted to put a bug in people's ears. I'm sure I'll mention this again next week, but on June 11th is the Wine for a Cause 2011 benefit for
and
the American Cancer Society.
And that doesn't mean you have to start whining.
Right. Yes. You don't have to start
for
whining.
For a cause.
But this is it's an annual food and wine culture event to benefit the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network. It's at 4 p.m. June 11th at the Hotel St. Francis. It includes hors d'oeuvres and wine, and there's going to be some local chefs doing some stuff. Savoir is going to come in and play some Cuban street music.
Nice.
And let's see, sommelier Mark Johnson, who is also the new wine writer for the New Mexicans Taste section, is going to be hosting a live and silent auction of fine wine, travel, and culinary packages. Yeah, if you go, I'm trying to find a contact information where you can go and oh, if you call 505, oh, if you go to buy tickets, go to www.acscan.org/NM. ascan.org/NM. And I'll mention more about this next week, but this is a great event. It's affordable. You know, it's some wine events aren't so affordable.
Right.
But this one is, and it's for a good cause. So
excellent.
Just wanted to get that out.
And by the way, if anybody emailed me yesterday, please email again because my inbox crashed and I lost all my mail from yesterday. But at least it was only yesterday.
I've never had that it's only happened at work. It's never happened, like, at home.
Well, you know, Things happen. What can you do?
What are you going to do this weekend?
What am I going to do this weekend? That remains to be seen.
That remains to be seen.
I may do a whole bunch of dog walking.
Bunch of dog walking?
And kind of family home stuff.
Yeah. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do some stuff around town on the weekend, but I think, today is going to be my hangout on the ranch day since I have to work on Monday.
You need one of those, too.
Yeah.
And let's see. Is anything happening at Collected Works? No, I think this week is a slower week there.
Yeah,
unless I got an
email
yesterday, which got erased. But ooh. Anyway, yes.
I say go see Dale Earnhardt Jr. on the 31st, Tuesday, at Santa Fe Soul Stage and Grill. These guys, this Detroit duo, is pretty cool, man. It's kind of electropop, but it's a really tight band. I wrote about them in my Soundwaves column today. A couple of guys been around for a little while. This is they're sort of touring to support their first album, which comes out beginning of next month. First weekend of next month it comes out. But they're performing at 7:30 p.m. out there at the Santa Fe Soul Stage and Grail. Tickets are available at the Lensic, 988-1234. TicketsSantaFe.org. Read all about it in Soundwaves.
Read all about it in Soundwaves.
Yeah.
So I think we actually finished 3 minutes early. What else do we have?
What else do we have? There's tons of stories in the Paso Tiempo today. There's a great spread about the Tiffany exhibit at the Albuquerque Museum of Art and History. A nice big package by our good friend and fellow writer James Keller. There's a story about a book that was released by local publisher Radius Books by Colleen. The book is by Colleen Plum. And the book is called Animals Are Outside Today. She sort of traveled around for years and took photographs of animals and real and not so real, like animals on blankets and clothes and big fake animals and stuff. And there's this beautiful, lush hardcover book that was released by Radius Books last month. And there's a story on that today in Paso Tiempo.
Oh, there's a, I just saw a collected works. There's a science writer's workshop, and on Wednesday at 5:45, there's going to be a public reading of Works in Progress by Sandy Blakesley, Cornelia Dean, and George Johnson. And Sandy and her son Matthew have a new book called The Body Has a Mind of Its Own, How Body Maps in Your Brain Help You Do Almost Everything Better. And then Cornelia Dean has a book called Am I Making Myself Clear? A Scientist's Guide to Talking to the Public. And that's no joke. That's very important stuff for scientists, because as regular listeners to this show might have noticed, at times you really have to make, if you're a scientist, a translation from scientific English into regular English.
So that the rest of us can understand what you're talking about.
And then George Johnson has a book called The 10 Most Beautiful Experiments. And he's a science writer for the New York Times, as is Sandy Blakesley. And a wonderful, they're all just terrific writers and thinkers. And so that's definitely worth going to at Collected Works Bookstore on Wednesday, the 1st of June. At 5:45.
Cool. Hey, all of the museums of New Mexico are switching over to their summer hour schedule after the 30th. All of those museums are going to be closed on Memorial Day, and then they'll go into to their summer hours, which means that they will actually be closed Monday and their hours are different. So go to their websites or go and check out the new hours in the next issue of Paso Tiempo.
Excellent.
Also, the Museum Hill Cafe is officially open for dinner business starting today, but they're closed today for a private event, so you can go to Museum Hill every Friday, except this Friday, and have dinner.
Very good. So you've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. Rob DeWalt is with the Paso Tiempo Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexican, and is with us here every Friday speaking of the arts.
Yay.
And we are streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org. Thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe. You can friend me there. Our email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org. And the cover of the Paso Tiempo has beautiful snapdragons on it.
And a pink flamingo.
That's so cute. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. By the way, thank you to the fabulous Marilyn LeBlanc for engineering today. And Jazz a la Carta will be with you in just a few minutes. Have a wonderful weekend, everybody.
Have a happy Memorial Day weekend, and be safe.
Be safe, be happy, wear your seatbelt, love your dogs, trap feral cats. Hasta la vista.
Hasta la vista.